Inside Wirtschaft, der Podcast mit Manuel Koch.
Thanksgiving weekend is over and so is Black Friday, the most important shopping day of the year. But how was this day in times of COVID-19? Did Americans spend a lot of money or did they save the money? This is the IG Trading Talk and I'm Manuel Koch. And joining me now is Peter Tuckman, the Einstein of Wall Street, over 35 years on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Peter, so good to see you.
Manuel, welcome. How are you? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you, Peter, so much. I hope you had a great weekend. Let's have a little look. I mean, you live in New York City. You see people shopping. Was this year any different from other years? COVID-19 did make the online shopper maybe stronger, but how was your feeling about Black Friday this year?
So first of all, happy holidays. Yes, you know, it's kind of a fascinating thing. We did see last year that still COVID was quite a vibrant force and people were not going back to the stores yet. And a lot of the online Cyber Monday and Black Friday were mostly a e-commerce boom. This year, it seems a little bit different. Obviously, the U.S. is open to a lot of travel from Europe recently, as of November 7th. And surely, as you walk down the streets in New York City, you do feel a sense that the world is starting to open up. We came into Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving. There were a lot of reports on a lot of the mainstream media talking about retail wreckage. And a lot of the companies, you know, really got kind of beaten up. The luxury brands, the Louis Vuittons, seem to be doing better, but a number of the brands like Gap stores down 15 or down 30%. And it was another one, Dick's Sporting Goods. So, you know, it's sort of hard. We're coming out of earnings season. I think they lowered the expectations to sort of give everyone a sense that the economy is booming a little bit. You know, we are seeing some stocks go into rotation. We are coming into the end of November here. And so the market seems a bit fragile. Yes. In a long way to answer your short question, I definitely feel people heading out into the retail environment. It felt that way that last week around the Thanksgiving time, but I'm not sure we're out of the woods yet.
Markets in Germany, but also in the US, were a little bit weaker last week before Thanksgiving. Is the Santa Claus rally already over, or is there something to come?
You know what? I've been trying to analyze that. Look, you know what? It's interesting to note. The market has been trading at record highs. Last week, we did see NASDAQ hit a record and then reverse quite severely in a number of the names. So, you know, is there a Santa Claus rally coming to town? What we do see in the U.S. is a lot of hedge funds tend to close out their positions. Hedge funds that have done well on years where they've had a profitable year, they tend to close out their books at the end of November so as to lock in their profits, lock in their commissions and whatnot. And I kind of think the way the market action was last week, it felt that way. We saw on Monday and Tuesday markets sell off quite severely. I must say on Monday, the market sold off hard down to 300 or 400 points into the close. And it felt to me a bit of a rotation, a bit of profit taking. You know, look, we are coming into the end of the year here. You are going to see companies that have underperformed be sold for tax purposes, and you're going to see the companies that outperform be sold for profits. So I kind of feel like that's where we are. The markets are trading near records. The NASDAQ did hit a record in reverse, but you are seeing some stops get hit pretty hard. You saw the Alibabas last week, the Affirm last week. Some of these names, Tesla got hurt the week before and then rallied back. So, it's a fascinating market. I still think Santa Claus is coming to town. I actually did meet Santa on Wednesday, and we had a good hug. We had a nice chat. He is the Macy's Santa, and in my opinion, I think he could be the real guy.
You know, I've seen him like 10 years ago as well at the New York Stock Exchange. It's always a great feeling when you meet him because you really look so real. I mean, you look like Santa as well. If you wouldn't be Einstein already, you would be Santa, right?
It's very possible. It's very possible. You know, that gentleman is the Santa Claus. He's been around for decades. He is the Macy's Santa. He's the one at the Thanksgiving Day parade. And he is, as you remember, comes to the Stock Exchange every year. And it's always nice to see him. It gives you that festive feeling that, you know, the holidays are coming and let's hope for a better year next year.
Somebody else is around for years as well. U.S. President Biden picked Jerome Powell to lead the Fed for a second term. Is that a surprise for you?
You know what? It is actually not. I'm actually a fan of Jay Powell. I found him to be transparent. I found him to be able to explain the game quite well. I mean, he obviously was forward thinking. He did pull us out of a potential disaster by putting in the $3 trillion in 3 months when COVID hit. So I give him a lot of credit there. You know, he is a data-driven Fed chairman, which means that he's really been flexible. He's sort of, he hasn't changed his stance, but that he's very aware of the big picture. He's been watching it. He's been watching the supply chain issues and the inflation issues and the interest rates. And he's, you know, he's there to speak. He gives a great news conference once a month. They do have the Fed minutes. So I think the reason that Mr. Biden did it was that even though the economy is in its reopening stage and it is, there are stumbles here and there, that the markets per se, which obviously a result of the stimulus and the infrastructure and whatnot, have been really the march to glory, that why would you, you know, why would you change generals in the midst of a war, right? So I think that's basically what he did. You know, there are different chairmen, there are different Fed presidents who are more dovish or hawkish. He's done well for the market so far. He's done okay for the economy. He is forward thinking. And right now, the last thing we need is to have a change in stance, a change in leadership when we are really fighting a new spike in the virus. We are fighting some obstacles in the reopening story. And we really want to get this world back reopened, get the economies robust, get the supply chains going, and kind of get a handle on inflation.
So Powell stays in power. Somebody else is leaving the office. It's Angela Merkel, our German chancellor for 16 years. Olaf Scholz will replace her soon. It's a new coalition coming in power very soon. The Socialists, the Liberals, and the Green Party. Is that a topic you have an eye on Wall Street?
You know what? Actually not. You know, we are having enough problems here trying to get the world to accept Mr. Biden, who is a Democrat. You know, there is still, obviously, we've got the January 6th trial still going on. You've got a lot of dissent amongst Republicans and Democrats about the way the world should be handled. You do have a huge generation of people and a demographic of people who still are living the big lie. So we're having our own challenges here to have a Democratic president who, in my opinion, not to tip my card, you know, I think is doing a good job. And I'm proud of the job he's doing. He did take over at a time where it was really difficult. He's made a major effort in the vaccine and the masking department. And we've really gotten a handle on the virus here in the United States. He did pass an infrastructure bill. He has run up against a big brick wall with the crazy GOP and the Republican Party here in the United States. Right. Feeling that, oh, he's a little too lefty and this and that. But you know what? I think the main goal in getting a Democratic president was to get Mr. Trump out, to get a handle on the virus, to reverse the big lie, and to get this economy and this world back going strong. Obviously, we have issues in the supply chain and inflation, but that's normal. We had no playbook coming out of a pandemic, out of a complete global economic shutdown. And I think he's done an amazing job. Surely here at the stock exchange, people are more on the right than the left. So I don't really discuss my politics down in the crowd with some of the people here. But I think that we have enough trouble on our own trying to reverse the big lie, trying to get back ourselves back up, put on our big boy pants and big girl pants and kind of forge our way towards a reopening in the economy and getting people back to work. Right. Let's be clear about what happened here. We had 4.3 million people quit their jobs, and we have a labor force that is having trouble getting back to work. We here at the exchange, there are a lot of people who just don't want to go back to work. And I don't believe it's that story that people are lazy or they're being paid to stay home. I don't really understand it. We've got truck drivers. We've got supply chain issues. We have a labor force that's going to have to be paid more money to get back to work. I get that. There are people who are going to change their lives. Let's be clear where we're at here, guys. We're in just coming into December 2021. The world's been shut down for 2 years, and it's been a fascinating world. So there are a lot of challenges. A long way to answer your short question is, I don't think we're that focused on what's happening with Ms. Merkel, but I wish Germany the best.
And I'm pretty sure our new chancellor, if he comes in office soon, he will meet Mr. Biden very soon as well. So, Peter, thank you so much. I love your insights. Thank you for all the insights this time. This was Peter Tuckman, the Einstein of Wall Street from the New York Stock Exchange. Appreciate your time, Peter. And thank you for watching. This was the IG Trading Talk for this week. More information on IG.com. Thanks for watching. Take care.
Und wenn euch diese Sendung gefallen hat, dann abonniert gerne den Podcast von Inside Wirtschaft und gebt uns ein Like.